At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
There. You know that here at the Tim Hawkins Podcast, we try to make it as easy on the listener as possible. We want to make it simple. And the older I get, I find the simple pleasures to be the best, because life is made up of really few big events, but millions of the small, seemingly insignificant ones. And there's just so much more meaning and feeling tucked inside the simple stuff that we've experienced in the scope of our lives, really. The taste of a corn dog, or sitting in a warm car at the end of a cold walk. You know, as a kid, the sound of my mom on a typewriter, or the smell of Old Spice on my father's shirt. You know, one of the benefits of learning to live in the moment is that you get a deeper appreciation of the beauty in the small events. And I feel that my sense of humor is changing in that what some might call a regression back to middle school, I see it more as a deeper joy in just silliness. You know, we were built to enjoy a little bit of silly, a little pull towards play. It's like the older I get, dad jokes make me laugh harder. You know dad jokes. They're like, what did the plate say to the silverware? Dinner's on me. Why did the banana call in sick? It didn't peel well. What did the wall say to the ceiling? I'll meet you at the corner. How do I feel about Switzerland? I don't know, but their flag is a big plus. What did the door knocker win? The Nobel Prize. What do you call a magic dog? A labracadabrador. How do you get a tissue to dance? You put a boogie in it. And one of my favorites, what would you do with $1 million? I'd buy a new butt. Mine has a crack in it. Of course, every time I tell a joke to my family, it's a dad joke. It's not necessarily a dad joke, but just a joke that dad told now. So if they're not going to take me seriously, then I can stick with the dad jokes. And really, I would much rather make my kids cringe than laugh. That's a simple pleasure I cherish with my whole being, because I am a family man. And speaking of that, okay, I'm getting a call right now. It's weird, from somebody. It just says family on my phone. Let me pick this up. See, hello.
Hey, Timmy D Man.
Yeah, who's this?
Yeah, I was checking on you. Yeah, from time to time, I like to make sure that everything, you know, is capiche.
Oh, everything's really good.
Good. That's good to hear. Cause if there is anything, I tell you what, any situations I could solve for you, you let me know, okay? That's why I'm here.
Dude, I don't even know who you are.
Well, I'm like, I don't know, kind of like a godfather.
Man, I'm not even Catholic.
You don't even have to worry about that, okay? Your parents took care of that a long time ago. Your papa, he's my kombucha, he's my baracco, he's my gamaricho.
My father is.
Yeah, your dad, he did some business for me early on in my career. He did some things, I tell you what, the toughest guys I know wouldn't even think of doing. We call him Knuckles, we call him Davy Biscuits and Gravy, we call him lots of things. He was my right-hand man. You want something done, you go to your father. That's all I'm going to say. You want a thing done, that was the guy to do the thing.
My dad was a PE teacher.
Yeah, he told you that. Yeah, that's good. I respect that he was trying to protect you and your family. And all right, put it this way. Your father, I would die for that man. I would die for that man. I may have died for that man.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that he's a precious angel to me, as well as a saint of a mother. Both of your parents, may they rest in peace.
Okay, right there. My parents are still very much alive.
I know. I'm saying, you know, if they take a nap or something, I hope it's peaceful. But your father, if any of his offspring, anything happened to them, especially you, Tim, I would make sure there's closure, that it's taken care of. And you, my friend, my varabomice, you will not have to deal with it.
This is just strange. Okay, I will let you know.
Because you got that face, you know. That face. Who could ever do anything to harm that sweet little baby face you got?
Okay, I don't have a sweet little baby face. I'm 53. I don't even know who you really are.
That's not important. What I'm saying is, if you ever got any situations with any things or anybody, I'm not saying any names, anything like that, but you give me the name, and I got resources. I got things that take care of things. You know what I'm saying? Especially when certain things got a big mouth, okay? I take care of that mouth, you know? Maybe that mouth doesn't need to chew anymore. You understand me?
I guess, dude, that sounds a little ominous, right?
I solve problems. If there's a solution, I'm the solution to the problem. I will take the problem, and the problem won't be there anymore.
I mean, okay, I don't mean to pry, but how do you do that?
Don't ever ask me about my business. Don't you ever ask me about that. It's for your own good.
All right, I'm sorry. I mean, of course, I don't mean any disrespect, but...
All right, then. Think of me as a ghost. A friendly, protective ghost that's well-armed, okay? A friendly, protective, well-armed ghost that you don't want to mess with.
Protective.
Yeah, a friendly, protective, well-armed ghost. I'm saying if anybody so much as blinks at you or your family, maybe they don't, it's hard to blink when when you ain't got eyelids, you don't do no blinking.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying that, it happens. Sometimes people lose their eyelids and they're like, what happened? But don't worry, forget about it. That's the things you don't have to worry about, okay?
Well, I do worry about what you're talking about. Like somebody without eyelids, that's horrible.
How can I put this? Okay, say you're having a conversation with a friend of yours on a park bench, all right? And a little bird comes by. He's just, you know, tweeting around. And he lands beside you guys, all right? And the bird, he listens to your conversation. Then he flies away. And he tells another bird what you were talking about. What happens? Well, that bird doesn't get to fly anymore. And his dry cleaning business gets burned to the ground. That's kind of how it works.
Okay, I am thankful that you have my back, but just... Hear me out. When I woke up this morning, I was just a normal guy living a normal life. And now I'm finding out that there's this whole other thing going on behind the scenes of my so-called normal life, my whole life, with a man I've never talked to, someone I've never met.
I know we never have. But you're old enough now. You can know a little bit about how the sausage is made, but not a lot. Trust me, it's better this way. You just put your pretty little head down. Work hard, enjoy your life, eat good food. Watch good movies, go out for walks and stuff, love your family, do your little podcast. Hold on. Hey, Tim, can you hold on just for a second? Can you hold? I got to put you on hold.
Yeah, go ahead. Good night.
Tim, go hold. Can you hold one more second, please?
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what to tell you.
Tim. All right, you there? You there?
Yes, I'm here. Are you okay?
Yeah, we'll just say I had to talk with a little bird just now.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Hey, Timmy Toes. Hey, real quick, can I get a hat?
Like one of my hats?
Yeah, you know, one of your hats. Can I get a hat?
Well, sure. You got it.
Thank you. I got it right here.
You've got the hat already.
Timmy, that's what I do. I get things done.
You know where my merch room is? There's a lock on that door.
Don't you worry about it one bit. It's a nice place to keep your merchandise. You may want to get a better lock on the door, on the security system, right? But I tell you, if anybody else besides me or one of my guys breaks into your hat place, you let me know and I will.
I know. You will solve the problem.
I will solve the problem. Salute, my friend. I gotta go, okay? I could kiss you on the lips right now. My little habaroni, my garabiche, my habarobacha, my hondabacha, dandabarandum, bambaladindum, bandambacha.
Enjoy the show, everybody. He said it's sexist, it's science?
No, it's not sexist, it's science.
It's science.
That's his tagline. What would he say it for?
I don't know, like a girl not being able to lift more than a guy. It's not sexist, it's science. He's a little sexist, though, so that's why I made fun of him.
The way he said it, I didn't like it. Yeah. I didn't like
Oh, my gosh.
It's a little uppity.
Mm-hmm.
The patriarchy, right?
The patriarchy.
Right, it's all the patriarchy. It's all the oppressor,
Right.
Right. The male, the toxic masculinity. Right.
That's right.
Yep.
Guess what we have to today's show?
What?
A little Jackson ranting.
Oh good.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
great news.
Yeah, it was tough getting him going.
Getting him going. I feel like he needs like an hour to warm up.
You think so?
Just give him some pre-workout.
Maybe we should do that. Just like let him go as long as he wants. And then we take the good parts, the good bits.
We've played a game where we will like set a timer for a minute and you have to just talk for a minute. Mm-hmm. Like whatever you're thinking.
Stream of consciousness.
Yes, yep. Just stream of consciousness.
Jackson's rant should be called the good bits.
I don't like that as much.
Okay.
Not the good bits.
Yeah, I don't like bits. I don't like that word.
I do.
The tasty morsels? Jackson's tasty morsels?
I kind of hate that more.
Morsel? You don't like the word morsel?
Not in the way that you're using it.
You say the word over it, morsel, no, morsel, no, morsel, no. Morsel, 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 morsel. It loses its morsel, morsel.
Every word does if you say it over and over again.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates.
Hi, babe.
A brand new key.
Have morsel. A seat. Have a seat. Pull it up.
Morsel, morsel, she's morsel, morsel. Not.
Is she muted?
Check, check.
Whoa.
Dang. Dang, girl, checks. I write like 2 checks a year now.
That's not great. True. You write me a check every
month. Oh, yeah, and I owe you money. I do.
I write a check every
month.
It's
our merch mad.
It was hyperbole.
Hyperbole.
Dad.
I don't even know what that means.
I'm a dome of hyperbole.
I homeschool, so I don't know what that means.
Oh, nice.
So you guys were talking, and every time they come over, Liv and Luke, who we need to talk about Luke here in a minute.
Yes.
Just Luke and the way people are rallying around Luke. And it's nice. Kind of a phenomenon right now, wouldn't you say, Olivia?
Probably.
Oh, I haven't read. Is this?
Yeah, I read something today, hashtag Luke fan or something like that.
Nice.
Hashtag.
I mean, I'm on board.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
For sure. I'm a fan. So
Definitely, you married him.
But I have to humble him, you know?
You have to tear me down.
I have to keep him humble. Mm-hmm. So that's my job.
Well, we got to be like, what was that Christian football movie?
Where facing the Giants?
Where the kid was like carrying another kid on his back.
Oh, like Brock.
Right. So
definitely have never seen that.
Luke is carrying, is the carrier, and he's got his head down, and he doesn't know where he's at. And we want to keep it that way.
That's right. Mm.
He's actually already done, but we don't make, you know, like he's got a long way to go.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
What happens is when Luke and Libby get over here, it's and Heather, they'll be in the kitchen and just firing all cylinders talking about something. Mm-hmm. They'll be, because that's just the way you guys roll.
Rolls.
And I'm like, wait, stop talking. Save it.
Do the podcast.
Save it. And you were talking about?
I was talking about women's pay in sports.
And where did that? How did that conversation come up?
Well, it came up because I just keep seeing it on people's Instagram stories a lot recently. And this happened like 2 years ago where a lot of people were talking about it.
It's because.
Then it kind of took a break and now people are talking about it again. What are you saying?
Oh.
Mom. It's so embarrassing.
Okay, mom's scanning the social media.
I wanted to see what they said about Luke.
Well, when there's no real big issues anymore, then they start bringing up ones that have kept coming up. Mm.
But
you know, hey, you guys, everybody remember how we hate each other? Remember that?
Right, exactly.
Here's another reason.
Forget,
here's
hate
a reason
each other.
Why you should.
Just keep bringing it up.
Yeah.
No COVID, no Trump. Right, so it's got to.
Yeah, so now I got to hate something.
Gotta dig.
That's right.
It's like, about to hit the Olympics. So. Mm-hmm.
You guys remember how Jamaicans have gotten the raw deal? You remember? Remember how we gave them? Yeah, you remember that. Remember that?
But I don't know, because I had looked into it 2 years ago because I was like, oh, do they actually get paid less? And then I looked into it and at least what I have found is that they get less views and they also get less sponsors. So you can't really pay them. Mm-hmm. As much as you can with the men because they get more views, more sponsors, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then I just saw one today and I don't really know a lot of sports terms. So I was like, huh, I wonder, because it said it was pretty much the NCAA women's softball gets double the views that the men do.
Right.
And so they're like, this isn't true because blah, blah, blah. And then I brought it up to Luke and Luke's like, well, college students don't get paid for sports. So that's an irrelevant. Is that right?
I did say that, but as of July 1st,
get bribed sometimes.
Colleges can make or no, college athletes can make money.
Okay.
Which is a whole nother thing.
Which is a whole nother debate.
Legally?
Well, based off of their namesake. So if Zion Williamson was to play at Duke and people bought his jersey, they would make money.
Gotcha.
Off of that.
Which I think makes a ton of sense.
Yeah. Well, the thing
bringing the people in.
Definitely.
The thing with college baseball, no one watches college baseball because MLB is so popular.
Right.
So who would watch? And then a lot of D1 colleges, they aren't like, they don't have the next stars of the MLB. A lot of the MLB starts go through JUCO, and a lot of them, because JUCO, you only have to play for 2 years. And then a lot of them are in the minor leagues. But no one's watching college baseball because, no one's,
similar to lacrosse.
The stars.
Lacrosse, which is a very, very popular. College baseball is very, very popular in college and in high school.
Yes.
And as is lacrosse exploding, but it's just not a.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, it's just an established money-making sport yet.
Yeah.
Well, to the extent of major league sports and things.
Mm-hmm.
Think about track, too. Think about world track events and things. I don't think...
I would like to see statistics on gymnastics. I bet the women's get more views than the men's.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
And I would think that women's volleyball gets more views than men's volleyball just based on, like, Misty May Trainer.
Is this Olympics or...
That's Olympics. But even generally, like, I think that women's gymnastics is more followed than men's gymnastics.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree because I never watch the men's.
But those aren't the big money maker sports.
Yeah, because you don't see them on TV as much as the women's. Right. That's because they're more.
But in terms of like leagues, your big sports are men's football, men's soccer, or not men's soccer, men's baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
So I don't know. Like, it logically makes sense to me. I'm like, oh, I don't think it's a sexist thing. I really just think more people watch football, baseball, basketball. Yeah. People don't really watch women's basketball. That's why they don't get paid that much.
Well, you have to have the revenue and the sponsors. And if they're not sponsoring the women's events, then you don't have the money to pay them.
Yeah. Well, and with the women's soccer, I saw this thing. They only get paid like $16,000, which I feel like there's no way it's that little. But also, maybe they're getting paid that much by the
MLS.
But like a lot of them have sponsors, like Nike sponsors a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't think that's actually what they're only making.
It isn't.
I don't know them.
Yeah.
Sure.
I just thought it was interesting because I feel like people just try to stir up more issues that aren't really there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I absolutely.
And they don't have all this.
Well, two things
variables.
I would say would be that as far as the soccer, I mean, Major League Soccer, or even World Soccer, men's soccer makes billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Whereas female soccer, while great, maybe a few millions. It's just that's one thing.
Yeah.
So you just can't, because it's fair. It's just supply and demand.
Right.
That's how it works.
I know.
And second thing would be MMA. Ronda Rousey was the top paid MMA fighter for at least a year.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, I would watch
Ronda
MMA
Rousey.
Just to watch Ronda Rousey fight.
Yes. And because she was bringing in the most tickets. And she said it too. When they asked her about being a female, she goes, I bring in the most tickets. They have female.
Serena Williams makes a ton of money.
Serena.
Playing tennis.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And like, she cannot be Roger Federer, but she can make, you know, close to money that they're making.
That is, I think that was it. She played like the number
314th
and got just destroyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, didn't she say like, I bet I can beat the top 50?
I don't know what she said.
She said anyone in the top 100 I can beat.
Yeah.
That are men's. And then she played that guy. And then.
She got
destroyed
soundly.
Got served.
That's crazy because she's like
insane.
Insane.
Yeah,
that's so
real quiet after that.
She could wreck me in tennis. Tell you that much.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
yeah.
We think.
I'm just saying she got real quiet after that.
That.
Oh well, yeah.
Serena did.
Yeah, but she's good. Obviously.
I'm talking.
Well, sometimes I think about these topics that come up, and when I feel like there's injustice about whatever the topic is, and I kind of get riled up, and then I think, why is nothing being done about this? And then I think to myself, like, I probably don't know all the variables here.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know what all the facts are.
Exactly.
For the other side, it would suck. Like, if you're a woman and you wanted to play a professional sport and you were really good at it.
Yeah.
But like, it's just not the same reward that the men's are. I would probably want to get paid just as much as they do.
Right.
But it's just not the case. But it would suck.
Well, and if it really is a big issue, I feel like they would probably go on strike or something.
Yep. Yeah.
I think maybe the ladies can just cut orange slices for the men. That would be saying, you know, if they want to help out, that'd be great. That'd be great.
But the thing is, I partially am like, honestly, that sounds fine to me. Like, I would be fine doing that. Jeez. Like, all these feminists coming out, they're like, I want to be like equal to men. I'm like, no, ladies.
Then you have to do
if there's a war, I don't want to go. Like, don't throw me into war like this. Like, what's your problem?
Luckily, I'll get to choose.
Right. If I'm on the Titanic, I'm getting on the boat first.
Exactly.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Nope. Women, children, and me. Thank you.
I am a wolf.
Oh, my gosh.
Right after the women and children. But, yeah, and the whole, the college athletes topic, getting paid.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was in college back in the 90s, early 90s, there was a guy named Derek Chivas. He played for Mizzou, and he did a thing where he wore a Band-Aid all the time, just on his arm or something.
Yeah.
That's just what he did. And they had these shirts with big Band-Aids on them. Sold a million of them. Yeah. I'm sure he didn't get anything from that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not fair.
Well, it's just, yeah.
A lot of players get money.
Yes.
A lot of players
Well, we know even from the 90s when I played for Missouri Baptist, and you knew who some of them were getting things on the side for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. By what they
My
drove
mom
up
got
in.
A Trans Am for a dollar.
Right? Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah, literally.
And that's a true story.
They did sell it for a dollar as if they didn't actually give it to them to play there.
Yeah.
But it's crazy.
Like LeBron's mom got a Lamborghini or something like that, or Hummer, before he went in the NBA. Like, he was still in high school.
Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah. It's a sneaky thing.
Well, some people get busted. Like, one of the Alabama guys from last year was in the NCAA tournament, and then he got banned because they tried to fly his mom to a game, and the NCAA was like, no, you can't do that.
Wow. They got him on that little of thing when all that other stuff is going on.
Well, someone's got to bite the bullet.
I guess they decided to throw him there.
Like, well, we're enforcing it, so.
It's a big deal, man.
Today.
It's just a lot of money to be made,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Well, I've always been on the side of players should be able to make money because they're using it. Professional organizations are using it as their minor league farming system anyway.
Yeah.
And so it's like NCAA is making billions off of all these college players and not paying them anything. And they're like, well, we're giving you an education. And it's like, no, these are one and done athletes.
Yeah.
You're giving 6 months of writing a sentence and giving them an A on their report. It's like,
but let's be honest. It's fun. They're getting to play sports that they love to play. I mean, they're working hard, obviously. I'm not saying that, but that's kind of a dream. I'm not saying they shouldn't get paid whatever the going rate is or however many funds are available, but it's like, I don't know.
I think there's a way to pay.
Kind of awesome. That's your job.
There's definitely a way to pay the athletes, because I know that the colleges and they've set up the university have set up the infrastructure that you can come and play in these.
And you get,
You
get looks.
They've got endowments that are huge.
Yes.
LiAngelo Ball. Out. No. LaMelo Ball. He's one of the Ball brothers. Yeah. He did it not the same way. He got famous in high school because of his brother. But he played in Australia, where they do pay you a professional. Yeah.
Yes.
Professional for a year, played against pros, and then he got paid the whole time, and he got endorsed by all these companies and stuff. And then he came to the NBA, and he was killing it first year because he's playing against pros, like older, strong men, and he's like on a legit team. And I'm like, that's
a good idea.
That probably has a lot of pull if you can, you know what I'm saying, if they can get looked at.
Right.
He worked the system.
But March Madness, like NCAA tournament, is just like everyone watches it. So you want your name to go on that? Probably.
What do you like, honey, watching the most? What's your favorite sport?
What do I like watching?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, I grew up watching soccer with my dad, mostly in Spanish.
Really? I watched Soccer Made in Germany when I was a kid.
Oh,
with Toby Charles.
I don't remember
Toby Charles. And you know, what are some of the big names? Bayern Munich and...
I'm not good to sit at the TV and watch it. I love going to the event itself, but some of it's nostalgic now, like a football game on, or my mom and my brother liked watching tennis. So that's nostalgic, but
tennis in the 70s was awesome.
Yeah.
Around me, but I don't really sit there and watch it.
Yeah.
Unless I'm there.
Right. What do you like, Libby? What's your favorite sport to watch?
I actually really like basketball.
Yeah. It's
really like pro or college?
Yeah. Well, both actually, because March Madness we watched. I didn't like it before. I didn't understand it. And then Luke like loved it. And then I started watching and then I realized it's actually kind of addicting because of the adrenaline you get at the end of the game.
Yeah. Yes.
You just get really into it. But yeah, I like watching golf actually.
Oh yeah.
I love it.
Fun. It's
so fun. Okay. Honey, I was at the driving range yesterday and these two bozos show up.
I know. We told them where you were.
I'm off in the corner
by
myself.
Down.
Hey, nice shot. I turn around. It's them. And they came over and hit some. They were cracking them.
Liv is insane.
I think so. I think, Liv, if you get your lower body into a little bit, it's going to even be greater. But I think both of you.
We love it. It's so fun.
It is fun.
I've realized my dream job, I want to be a cart girl at a golf course.
Oh, there you go.
So if you're out there, you live in St. Louis, you work at a golf course, let me know.
Go across the street here. That's really what Jackson wants to do. Next summer, he wants to just...
Yes, we
get
were
a job
about
right there.
It.
Yeah.
I was like, we should both work at the golf course.
Well, you know what happened to your
cousin?
That's
what the female soccer
so fun.
Pros should do. Just
wow, on the side. It's a side hustle.
Oh. I'm saying it would help maybe make a few bucks. Sell some Snickers. Some frozen Snickers.
Well, you heard what happened to your cousin on the 4th of July because he works at a golf course.
Who?
Lucas.
What happened to him?
He got his foot. They ran over his foot or the golf cart fell on his foot.
Oh, dang.
And they thought it was broken and they're not sure yet because it's so swollen right now. They have to wait a week for the swelling to go down and see. They were supposed to go hiking up in Idaho.
Were these guys drunk? More accidents happen on golf courts.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
That's the first I've ever heard of.
People are like, let's dig it, boy.
Oh, well,
Sean and Jackson had that one. Let's jump the sand trap. Yeah. Is that what happened?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet.
But did you guys ever see what happened to Sean and Jackson the first day we had our golf cart? And they went on that side towards Cottleville, and it went right down into the ditch towards those big boulder rocks over by
Ann's house. Like a thin coating of mud. And they got into it, and it just took them, and it slid.
Dang.
Even though they were turning.
And they were 45 degrees into a ditch, a bad ditch. Jeez. Like with when they have the big concrete.
Yeah, like two.
It really
stuff.
Could have been serious. They could both really jumped bad. Out of it, though, luckily.
He calls me, Hey, Dad. Can you come get us? What's going on? We're in the ditch.
Well, they had to take the truck. Like,
is there a safer activity you can give your son, your 14-year-old?
To go ride on the golf cart.
Take a golf cart on a wide sidewalk down the street.
Just for golf carts and pedestrians.
Anyway. Hey, speaking of our 15-year-old, you guys ready for our next installment?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh,
really? This is
when do you do this?
Is this one longer than the last one?
This is like 15 seconds longer.
And then your song's longer than that.
Let's give it a shot.
He is such a young man, but he has so much to say, and he loves to give opinions in an opinionating way. He is love from California to the sweatshops in Bombay. So it's time to take some time for Jackson ranting.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am being treated as a mule. You see, I go through my life pretty calm and collected. And I am not a freaking heck, dude. I'm going to start this normally. That was me rewinding. Okay. I don't even know what I was saying before. Ladies and gentlemen, due to my recent rise in popularity, I've been expected to do things that I don't want to do, you know? I wasn't planning on doing this segment very long, but here we are. Jackson, you gotta do a rant. Everyone loves your rants. Everyone loves you. We can't do the podcast unless you have to do a rant. So take time out of your day when you're probably doing nothing to come do this rant. Ridiculous. I do things all the time. I take naps. I eat food. This is taking away from my eating food time. I'm expected to do things because I'm such a star now. Everyone's just like, oh, he loves doing the rants. Hey, rant guy, do a rant for me. No. I'm not an object. I am a human with overly developed human thoughts. because I'm smarter than the average man.
He is such a young man, but he has so much.
Oh my God.
That was a longer one.
That was a minute and 20 seconds.
That was
your song, I will tell you in a minute how long that is.
Get wrecked.
I'm timing it.
I love it. Roast dad.
So it's time to take some time for Jackson ranting.
Amazing.
So yours is 50 seconds long.
It's 50.
It's so long.
It is. Should I shorten it, or is that part of the gag?
No, that's part of the gag now. No, it's 25 and 25, you know, on the bookends. Right?
Okay.
Oh, it's 50 total.
Okay. Because I could do a shorter outro kind of thing, but.
Hey, Dad, you do what you want,
just
man.
Keep talking about it.
I'm going to share experience. That was very cute. First off, did you find anything on Luke's?
Oh, just something about
Luke's fans.
Now he's like, they're not going to listen to us anymore because of the Wolverine thing.
Well,
or
no,
something.
I have many.
Of course, that was a big win for Luke. A big loss on the table saw replacement, but huge win on the Wolverine. Kind of a redemption story, right?
Yeah.
One and one.
I'm not 1-for-1.
You're like, yeah.
One for all.
Yeah.
You can find me on my other podcast at I Hate Tim Hawkins.
Does that still exist?
Yeah, that used to exist.
Did you start that?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, yeah. I have a lot of comments for Luke just to boost his ego a bit, but we'll bring it back
down
you'll
tear
it
down
in a little bit.
Wow.
Because people were very upset with us about the whole Wolverine thing, which, hey, we are in a free country.
In what way?
They're like, we're absolutely wrong, which they're probably right. But you know what? That's okay.
Folks, just so you know, I've never seen a full Wolverine movie.
Never have I either.
I haven't either. So we're
not the
Luke.
Experts. It's just very fun to talk about something Luke disagrees with.
That's
because
our
how
whole
much
thing.
He gets worked up. It's the funniest thing ever. My whole family lives to just do that to Luke.
Yeah.
Sorry,
that's
Luke.
True.
Push
the button.
Sorry, I'll take the bullet.
I love you. Okay. So this person said, Luke is unquestionably, unequivocally, unashamedly correct. I am a father of three boys who love superheroes. I've read the books, watched cartoons, watched some of the movies. I will passionately defend this.
Who is that?
That's from Serious. Daniel Coons. Thank you, Daniel.
Yes. Thank you, Daniel.
Okay. And thank you, boys, for listening.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Let me see here. There's a very long one. There is one, someone says, Luke is, in all caps, always correct. Okay. This one is against me, but that's okay. Carrie, we can still be friends. It says, I'm listening to you guys argue over Wolverine on your podcast, and I can honestly say Olivia sounds like she's making stuff up as she goes. I totally am. Wolverine is a superhero.
You're a good judge of character.
Fight me.
Yeah, that girl got it figured out.
Carrie, I will fight you. Bring it on. But I'm not that passionate about Wolverine, okay? I'm going to be honest. Oh, she also sent a screenshot of Is Wolverine a Superhero that she typed into Google.
Yeah.
And it says Wolverine is a superhero in the Marvel Universe.
Well, then Google knows.
Okay.
In the Marvel Universe.
Now I'm going to bring Luke.
Yes.
I'm going to bring Luke down a little bit.
Thank you.
Okay, this person says, Nathan says, Luke's nickname should be, well, actually...
It's like Oscar Martinez from The Office.
Well, actually, yeah.
Okay. Or the postman from Cheers. I don't remember this one.
Was probably my favorite one. Michaela Madeira says, literally signed up for an Instagram just to defend Luke's honor.
There it is.
That's cute.
Nice.
Wolverine is most definitely a superhero, one of the core members of the X-Men. How could he not be? Mm. And y'all said that Flash is not a superhero. He is one of the seven. She's like all caps here. He is one of the seven
She's
leaders
mad.
Of the Justice League, the primary team of the DC Comics universe. Mm. So funny. All caps. And Luke is right.
Noted.
Don't mess with the superhero.
Yeah, obviously
superhero
these people
name.
Get worked
but
up.
Yeah, no, you have a lot of support.
Well, here we got 1 star out of 5. Horrible superhero takes. It's pretty long. I won't read it, but basically, sorry, guys. Love the show, but when you say that Wolverine is not a superhero and then give Luke crap for thinking he is, I must take a stand.
Okay,
and
I'm seeing this guy in his underwear, in his grandma's basement.
It's
you know,
Jacob.
Bowl of cereal. In hand.
I can't say the last name.
But I just thought
neck
that was
beard.
Amazing. I love
Thanks,
the
neck beard.
Yeah.
Thanks for your
Jacob.
Take.
But anyways,
super hot takes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and the thing is too, Luke is usually right on most matters because he's very logical.
Yes.
But we are more, we feel, we lead with the heart, okay? Yeah. My heart says, no, Wolverine right. is not. Right.
No matter what the Google or the world says.
Hey, whatever.
Yeah, you know? we're more the Thelma and Louise of the show. We will take the car off the cliff for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, for no reason.
Well, they were being, you know,
they were out running law, but yeah, whatever.
So it's I've seen it happen before, Luke, and just get ready because people are already... You're like Leonidas. You're like the leader of the 300 Spartans.
Yeah. Well, it's probably about four people.
You make the call.
Leader of the four.
Well,
that's good.
Take four.
That's enough. Yeah.
You got a girl that started an Instagram account to defend your honor.
That was me. These are all me.
On your Wolverine.
Tim Hawkins Club starter.
That is totally fine.
I like walk into Luke's office. I'm like, what are you doing?
I have my four monitors up with all these separate Instagram accounts. What's a good name? I have three kids.
He has like a board with like all of his different accounts with like red strings.
There's no way they can be like,
it's like a beautiful mind.
To each other. Yeah. No connection.
Got things going on.
Oh,
no, that's good though. It's good. You've released the passion in people and now it's a matter of what you want to do with it.
I know I can't screw it up now.
Well,
I
got to
fight for all the superheroes.
So Luke has this thing where like everyone is always against him.
It's true.
Why?
No, it's true.
We talk about the why. We're not 100% sure why, but like
your friends.
Oh, yes.
Everyone.
Me.
Friends, family.
Our family. Oh. His friends.
My family.
His
against
family.
Him?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah. Like, we'll actively
we're all jealous.
Cheer again. That's why.
No.
That's why. Seriously. I think.
Mm-mm. He's very handsome and funny and smart.
I know.
Well, thanks, but I think there's, I don't know. Keep going.
Well, his friend, because Luke gets very sad about it a lot. He's like, I don't get why everyone's just against me all the time. And I'm like, just get over it.
Oh my gosh. Well, I want to say this one thing, and I'm sorry. I don't want it to sound creepy, I promise. But my 50-year-old girlfriends think that Luke is the best thing that ever happened. And it comes out of nowhere. We won't even be talking about anything. They go, oh, I just love Luke.
Oh, my gosh.
Luke's the best. He's so cute. He's so awesome. He's they just cannot say enough. And they want their daughters to marry someone like Luke.
Whoa,
and this
whoa,
is
whoa, whoa.
Someone hey. Like Luke.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's funny because they're
back
so...
off.
They don't even, I didn't even know this is a thing that you're telling me right now about everybody being against him. But this is what these 50-year-old women say.
The family might like you, but Heather's cougar friends would want some of that.
They can join the
club.
They're lining up for you, buddy. Yep. So
Liv will fight them.
Oh, nah, it's fine.
But no, you don't want them.
We asked his friend the other day because he was like, why is everyone always against me? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I think it's because if you bite Luke, he will not bite back.
Oh, bite back, Luke.
But like, because if you, like, not, let's say I razz can't. Spencer, he'll destroy
There's
me
danger.
With one sweep of a sentence.
And oh, I'll yeah, or like, a word.
And sometimes. I'll be scarred for the rest of my life. I have to go to counseling.
Oh, sorry.
If you, no, it's fine now. We're good.
Okay.
We're good. He's like one
I'm
of my
sorry I didn't
friends.
Catch that.
It's fine. But with Luke, little. It's like, if you say something, like, he doesn't have a mean bone in him. So like, even if he's trying to be mean, it doesn't hurt. It's just funny.
Well, yeah, I'm not like genuine.
Like Jim Hop. You're like Jim
so you're
Hopper.
You're not really taking a risk when you make fun of Luke. It's just like, you just do it.
Oh.
And he's like, ha, yeah.
Yeah, I go cry in the corner. Yeah.
He's that guy that just goes berserk and just goes, you know, the serial killer. Whatever.
So you're saying going after
Luke.
He was
Luke such a nice guy. Didn't have a mean bone in his body. Oh, yeah. He destroyed 800 people.
Later on.
So in a horrible way.
So you're saying to go after Luke is just basically lazy.
Pretty much.
It's not that creative.
Yeah, that's a good way to put
going
it.
On. You're just like, it's an easy target.
Yeah, but has it gotten better?
No.
No. Okay.
I think Luke, I would say you don't see any currency in being angry, or that's just not your language.
Unless he's driving, he has major road rage.
Okay. So is there something
that's good.
What sets you off?
That's good.
Just poor driving. Yeah. Like when people cut people off. The thing is, I don't get necessarily super angry. I just get frustrated because they're putting other people in danger.
Yes.
And so I'll honk my horn at them. And then Liv gets mad at me because she thinks like, you honk your horn, that means you're mad. But it's just like I'm trying to warn them that I'm there or tell them they're doing the
wrong
thing.
I'm like, they could be having a bad day.
Well, there's this guy crossing the road at 8 p.m. last night walking across a highway.
That's true.
40?
No, it
Highway
was
40.
I forgot where it was.
Or Manchester,
it was like
even by
it
you,
it was like Manchester
busy.
Or something.
Yeah.
And it was super busy. And I like honked my horn the whole time to let him know I was coming. Yeah.
Well, that's what we should have, different horns.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like different noises. Ooh. Hey, I'm afraid you're going to hurt somebody.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm afraid you're going to hurt somebody.
Hey. Beep, beep. I'm here.
Well, they beep, beep. Didn't you see me? Beep. Didn't you see me?
And then
you see me?
You're an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. You're an idiot horn.
Yeah.
You should start it.
Then, oh, I was reaching for a burrito. Sorry. Am I reaching for a burrito? Yes.
Hey, you can invent that.
But that's not,
make an app.
Do you feel pressure to be different in that area?
In what
area? Do you like wish you were a little more
edgy?
Yeah.
I'm edgy. Oh, well, when I am edgy, people don't like it because it's in games and sports.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's true.
I get edgy in sports and people don't like
it. He saves it for then.
Yeah.
That's good.
But I really have not been edgy in games or sports recently because I know people don't like it.
Right.
Who doesn't? I thought your group liked that.
Meh. No.
Oh.
Yeah. No, it's cool.
I stopped playing because I was like, oh, they're really serious. But I thought were serious.
Don't cross me in Catan, though.
We have strained relationships from Catan.
Yeah.
Oh. We probably need to talk about it still.
I do rage.
Yeah. He like throws things.
Yeah. That's
true. Dad did that too. Well, Dad, yeah. I don't know if he still do, but he did.
You threw an iron at me one time.
I don't remember.
I deserved it. But.
Okay. That worked out.
It wasn't plugged in. It wasn't plugged in.
No, but you've thrown cards across the room when you were losing.
Yeah.
One time. When we were waiting for Spencer to be born, and I was like 9 months pregnant.
Yeah. Dang.
You've thrown golf clubs in. I think we've talked about this before, haven't we?
I think so.
I've thrown a golf club.
And squash rackets and racquetball rackets.
Have you ever broken?
Yes. I've also fed
gifts.
Fed hungry
expensive
children.
Expensive gifts that I bought for him.
I helped build an orphanage.
When? Where?
Never.
Well, the money from a show went to build an orphanage.
When?
This has been probably 10 years ago.
Where was the orphanage?
He's gave making it up. Mother Teresa a back rub one time.
She's
pretty sure she's dead.
She was, yeah, she was.
She was dead?
She was on her deathbed.
Nobody said you are a bad person.
Except for me, you are.
Okay. Oh, Libby said that. Libby, what have you thrown?
I don't think I've ever thrown anything. I don't rage. I'm not a rager.
You do in a funny way.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes. Yeah. I'll just, you know. But I don't get angry.
It's good.
I just get sad.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of anger comes from sadness, and I just kind of stay in the sadness.
Well, they say anger is an emotion that's just, it is what it is. It's not bad or good. It's it says that you want something to change.
Yeah.
Well, that's what anger
is. Well, Jesus got angry.
Some people equate anger with sin, but it's not necessarily the
case.
Unless
you act on it, yeah.
Because, like, it says, in your anger, do not sin.
Yeah.
Right.
This is an emotion you can't have.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Dax Shepherd. I'm joined by Minister Mouse, Monica Padman.
Hi there.
We have a really fun show we want you guys to join. We talk to celebrities and professors and lawyers and doctors and very smart, interesting people. And we find out how messy their lives have been, how many twists and turns it took to get to where they're at, and a general exploration on the messiness of being a human being. And of course, Monica's, you'll get updates about her
love
building
life.
Project, love life, you name it. So if you want to join us, please follow Armchair Expert to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday. Plus, find your other favorite podcasts free on Spotify.
This podcast is sponsored by Faithful Counseling. Now, is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? For me, one of the things is just a sense of perfection. I'm so used to going to my little comedy lab and just working on my little bits and jokes and just waiting till they're perfect to release them to the world. And you just can't live your life that way. It's just more fun to get out there and make mistakes. So the perfection thing gets in the way of my goals. Well, Faithful Counseling will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Faithful Counseling is a solution for people seeking traditional mental health counseling who would prefer hearing from the perspective of a Christian. If you're seeking a mental health professional who's a practicing Christian, Faithful Counseling may be a great option for you. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. That's cool. Faithful Counseling wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily. Visit faithfulcounseling.com/Tim Hawkins and join over the 500,000 people, wow, taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Now, there's a special offer for the Tim Hawkins podcast listeners. You get 10% off your first month at faithfulcounseling.com/Tim Hawkins. And a big thanks to Faithful Counseling for sponsoring this episode. Well, something happened to me at the park 2 days ago, or we were there yesterday, actually yesterday, honey. We're taking a walk through the park, and I don't know what to do with this feeling.
Wait, but was I there? Did you tell us? Did you tell us about it?
Yes, I did.
Oh, gosh.
We were sitting down. We'd walked
for a long
couple
walk.
Of miles, and we're sitting in the shade. It was kind of hot. Didn't have anything to drink, so... Yeah. I had to go to the bathroom, so I went to the park bathroom, which park bathrooms are like, it's kind of like a
the
park bathroom.
The one by the boathouse.
Is usually kind of like a really bad rest stop bathroom.
Yeah.
So, of course, I go to the men's room, where the men's door, open the door. There's someone sitting right there in the open on the pot. Oof. No stall, nothing. Sitting there, boom.
Hello.
There was no lock on the door.
Uh-oh.
And I was...
What?
You gotta be kidding me. And I, of course, I said, whoa. And I just walked back outside and it stirred something in me.
Mm. What do you mean?
That I was.
Wait, what?
Did you feel violated?
There's no stall. It's just like a toilet.
Wasn't he just
someone
sitting there?
Sitting there.
Was the toilet facing
you? Don't give
you?
Us too
yes,
much information.
It was right between like me and you. That's how far
Yikes.
We were away.
All right.
And I'm like, I don't know if I'm more angry with the people who built that or that somebody's
well,
actually
they
using it.
They don't
that.
Have locks inside of. Public bathrooms in parks.
Why?
Well, that's I understand that because you people do stuff in there.
Yes.
Live.
Okay.
Breathe. Other
okay.
Things,
don't talk.
Drugs.
Don't, just move on.
Drug stuff. And the, and it
that's
was
just, what made you mad.
It made me it uns, it it's unsettling to me
mm.
that someone would have. I would never ever use that.
Never, like, even in an emergency.
Maybe in an emergency. But this guy, from the 2 seconds
like
I looked,
in.
I saw.
Yeah, was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
And
if you're desperate.
I don't know. People just have different bathroom habits. They just think differently, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would never,
I
ever
like
thinking
you,
about
you
doing
can't
that.
Blame that guy. Sometimes you can't control that situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's no bathrooms in Forest Park.
No.
They are hard, right. Few and far between.
I've gone in the woods countless times there.
You have?
You have
I
to.
Could see that if you're, yeah.
Yeah. Countless times, once.
Twice.
Three well, that, times. It's hard to count lady. To two. One and three.
And I love you.
But and they're just, there's no ventilation. It's hot in there. You can, yeah. it just doesn't.
Well, like the worst, like the stainless steel ones.
That's what it was.
Oof. Yeah, those are bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Right up there in the open. I would, something's got to change.
This
well,
is
there's
what
your
dress.
I would run for mayor just to do that.
This,
just to
you
change.
Should.
That's my only.
What yes. would be the solution?
A couple of walls, a couple of stainless steel walls.
Not much.
I guess that's
but if somebody walked in me like, they go, hey, whoa. Or I'd have my
Did
foot
he
up
not
against
say
the door.
Anything?
Nope.
Dude, if I went in there to do that, it would be so quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It felt like prison. That's what.
Oh, right.
You know what I'm saying? Where they don't put walls up or anything.
Right.
Yeah.
And
well, maybe if you do spend a lot of time in prison or have, and then you're out
you don't
in the
care.
World, you
yeah.
don't think about it anymore.
Yeah.
That, so
that's
compassion.
One of the worst, one of the worst comedy gigs I've heard of. Now I've done prisons and stuff. But they actually, some friends of mine, a couple of comics, and a third one, Kristen Weber, she was a female comic, and she went to the male prison, and it was a room where there's showers in the back of the room, and there's just guys walking back and forth.
What?
I don't get it. I don't get why. Why was she there?
Yikes.
But, yeah.
The guys were walking in the women's
they're,
shower?
No, they're just showers, right, in the back of the room.
She was in the men's side.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing a show? Gotcha.
Yeah, they're doing a comedy show in a prison.
And, oh, okay.
So.
Well, a show with a show.
Yeah, basically. Totally.
Where are you from? What are you in for? That's one of the things you never are supposed to ask. There's questions you're never supposed to ask in prison.
Well, yeah.
Like, what are you in for?
What if you're also in prison? Then can you ask?
Yeah, you can ask that.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah. There might be a
is there a manual, way of getting around. A prison manual?
Have you watched that show? We didn't finish watching that show about the people that spend time.
Oh, yeah. 60 days in, was that what it's called? 90 days in?
Yeah, Dave Layman told us about it.
Yeah.
Because he has some relatives that have had to spend time.
Yeah.
So he wanted to know what it was like for them. We watched a few episodes.
That's a bizarre show.
We used to watch like Beyond Scared Straight. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah,
it's
way back.
Like these like troubled 11-year-olds that are like borderline, like doing some like pickpocket stuff. And they like send them into like a hardcore prison. And these dudes are just like, oh, I murdered my family. You can't deal with the things in here. And they just like scare them. It's literally called Beyond Scared Straight. Whoa. That's what the, it's like.
It was originally Scared Straight, which we saw when we were younger. And then they probably took it up a notch.
Yeah. It's pretty. Yeah. It's pretty intense.
Yeah.
That's scary.
It is.
It probably is effective though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it worked on me.
Imagine having to be scared not going to prison. I'm already there. I'm already like, I'm already plenty scared.
Yeah, of going to prison.
In fact, I wake up a lot of days, thank you God I'm not in prison.
Yeah, that's a...
And I'm serious about
that. Oh, yeah.
Why, did you think you should be?
I made it to this, to my 50s, not in prison.
Yeah, that's
pretty great.
Because, you know, Spencer had to spend time.
He did?
He did.
Yes.
When?
When he was downtown St. Charles. Shopping at an antique store, and he looked like the profile.
Oh, I forgot about
that. But I saw
that.
The profile. It didn't really look like it.
I forgot
and
about
the lady
that.
called the cops on him, and they came, and he sends a picture of himself handcuffed and said, send money. And I'm like, what? And then come to find out he had unpaid parking tickets.
Oh,
so they took
gosh.
Him in. And then I think it was Fresh had to come get an envelope of money for me because Jackson was a baby and he was sleeping. So Fresh said he'd come by, swing by and get the envelope. And
no
for
way.
Unpaid parking tickets?
I don't know.
How many were there?
I don't think you can go to jail for a non-moving violation, but I don't know.
Well, I paid money. Yeah. I mean, he paid
us
back.
Maybe Spencer scammed you.
Or Fresh.
Or Fresh.
Yeah.
You never
Spencer
know.
Spencer wouldn't do that. Spencer's a baby boy.
A baby boy.
Your baby boy.
He's a favorite.
He's a big jail. Baby boy.
My little boy
well,
in jail.
You had to be in jail, didn't you?
Throwing eggs. Dad?
I was not in jail, but I was taken to the chief of police for throwing eggs out of my car to cars passing the other way. And hit a police officer who was off duty.
Oh.
Off duty in his new hot rod.
Oh, no.
And, chased me down. I thought I got away from him, but then when I came back, he got my license. So by the time I get back at 11 that night, it was like six police cars just blue, blue, blue.
After your car or in front of your house?
It was in my neighborhood. It was like a blockade.
They knew. Oh my gosh, a blockade for that.
Wow.
Yep. There was nothing else going on in St. Charles.
Though. Right.
Well, and don't you wonder sometimes if they do that just to kind of scare you straight, like a little bit, like this other thing. Like that's a minor thing, but let's not take it any further,
It worked.
Yep.
Swimmingly.
Well, I remember haven't been in prison since.
I remember being young and calling 911 like three times and the police officers like showing up. And
where?
They would explain to me like why that is not a good thing to do.
Mm. Were we home?
Yeah, you were with me.
When the cop came to the door?
Yeah.
What house?
I was like probably
Lake
four.
Lake St. Louis?
No, Texas.
Okay.
I was probably four.
Yeah, I think I do remember that in Texas. Really, now that you say Texas. I remember Adam doing that too, and he got the what for.
There was also one time I was driving through Mississippi, and there was literally a prison right off of the highway, like maybe 30 yards from the highway. Like, and it's just the fence with all those guys just like hanging on the fences.
Mm.
I was like, I've never seen anything like that. Like, it was shocking. And I was with one of my best friends. And when I first saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, what the heck? And she was from a different country. So she was like, obviously like, what is this?
She was intrigued. Yeah.
Welcome to America.
And I was like, oh my goodness. And like, 5 minutes later, we were just like sitting in silence and I had forgotten about it like 10 seconds after seeing it. And she was like, hey, what are you thinking about? I was like, oh, just thinking about like how sad it is that like all those guys are like behind bars and stuff. And she goes, no, you weren't. And I said, no, I really wasn't.
She wanted to converse
like,
about
how
it.
How did you know?
That's funny. I used to do
shocking
Bible studies in the prison. So there's a pretty bad one that was down here in the city called Halls Ferry Street Prison. I don't know if it's still there, but that was pretty bad conditions.
Yeah.
So I do the women's Bible study. And sometimes we all showed up and they'd say, well, they're at the law library today. Like, yeah. Oh yeah, that's convenient. Y'all knew we were coming for Bible study. So they making up this yeah. other stuff. But we did have pretty regular Bible studies. And the women would start to tell you why they were in. And usually it was to protect themselves.
Oh yeah.
Dang. Yeah. From yeah. pimps or husbands.
It's really so sad.
It but is
women's,
so sad.
Women's prison was terrible. The best gig I've ever done.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Ever. Ever, ever, ever.
Seriously.
Yes.
Why?
For it's just the perfect storm for comedians. Because it's women.
And they love,
who love to laugh. They want to connect. They're in prison, so they can't really connect.
Right.
You're male. Yeah. You're not wearing, you know, you're not a guard. You're doing comedy.
Yeah.
Which they want to laugh. They, you know, it's just everything comes together.
Interesting.
And when women get together, it's like fire ants where they have that chemical that communicates, you know, together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like it becomes one unit of.
Would you do that now?
Energy.
Would you go to a prison?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That'd be kind of cool.
I think so. I think I would.
I mean, feel like that'd be very rewarding.
It was very rewarding and very emotionally draining.
Definitely.
Because you know when you leave, like they're still there.
Yeah, that's and so sad.
And yeah. And Dad went to solitary
It's on you. It's very, very oppressive.
Gosh.
To very pray sad. With people too. And you guys were little. That's what we were doing. We were going from prison to prison.
Wow.
When we were living in our Mitsubishi van and you were 14 months.
What made you guys decide to do that?
He'd already done some gigs.
To be honest, I was just looking for anything was good.
Just to do some comedy. We didn't know.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's a big leap of faith to just be like, okay, I guess
we packed everything up for a year.
Crazy.
Yes. And we made it for a little while.
Pretty radical.
Wait, what was
it? We made it for a little while. What do you mean?
Well, I had to go. I went back to work. Remember? Right.
Well, yeah. Well, we did it for 9 months.
Yeah, we did it.
Yeah, we followed Prison Fellowship with Chuck Colson's ministry.
Yep.
And we went from show to show, and we just did some gigs in between and stayed with lots of people that we knew around the country.
Yep.
And only hit snow once in Texas.
Yep.
And got snowed in.
What was the switch for you to like, okay, it's time to just go full-time at it, at like comedy?
Heather.
Really?
She just said you need to, just make a go for it.
Well, I can back this story up a little bit because we went on the road. He got fried. I thought it was the best thing ever. These guys loved it. Spencer's best friend was Joe Frazier's son, a boxer.
He fought Mike Tyson.
He was so sweet. He was a 36-year-old man. And Marvis is my best friend. But these are the people we were hanging out with that people were bodybuilders, speakers. Yeah. Sure. I don't know if she was out there then. But anyway, it was a cool experience. And then when we came home, Tim was fried and he didn't think he wanted to do comedy anymore because he more stressed about where were we going to sleep that night and if we had money for gas. And so he got a job working nights. Or no, you had a job where you're working computer stuff.
Things,
like Casey Cubitt got you this job where you worked at McLean at nights. And it was like, I'm going to get all certified and do this.
I was going to code, you know, I'm going to learn computer programming.
That's what it was. Things like that. But then over time, there was no certifications and there was no anything going on.
It was hard. It was just, I felt so far behind because the people that are in computers and still that way, it changes all the time.
Yeah.
I felt just like, I felt behind the eight ball or behind the curve, whatever the saying is. I didn't have any momentum and I don't think it's really what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Cause when you think, I'm a programmer, it's a lot of that.
Well, it worked out because there was like a perfect storm of things that came together. And I had been talking to my friend Penny, who was she's always a good mentor for things, Penny Patella. And she said, you know, now we're just poor and not striving towards anything. And she goes, it's like, it's not fun to be poor when there's not a dream at the end of the tunnel.
Wow.
And I remember calling him and go, I don't mind being poor when there's a reason, but now we're just poor for no reason. Yeah. And so he was
poor
like,
with no goals.
That's a good quote.
That is good.
I don't want to be poor for no reason. That's so funny.
I mean, you don't mind when you're striving towards something. And it's like, and I was like, something's got to give. You got to either do the comedy thing or do the certification thing. And he said, well, interesting enough, this guy has reached out to me and it was Ken Kington and kind of laid out some, foundational things to make a full-time run, which eventually happened once Todd became the manager. Cause then he could, leverage that and put Tim in a position where he was only doing comedy.
Yeah.
Dang.
And it wasn't like I was leaving a six-figure job.
Right.
Right. It was all transition.
Like, I was maybe making 14K.
Wow.
Yeah, the something most. No, you made 27 at the most. Mm. And then combined with other things that we did, the most we brought in was 45.
I gambled half of that away. So I'd spent at the boats.
Well, and for a while you were working the nights, yeah, then working weekends for shows because Todd was booking you for things, but yeah, we didn't have it all together yet. It was all transitional for 18 months. That was really hard because the kids were little and I was mostly by myself. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if Olivia remembers this, but one time they were all sick with the stomach flu. And then I think Livy first was sick and then Spencer and I were getting sick. And then Levi came in and he was two and he was all curled up sick. And then Livy came back in the room and she's like, I'm going to throw up. I'm like, not again. And I was just cried and cried. I was this far, like, just take the first plane home. I don't care.
I remember that actually.
Yeah. It was really like a rough season.
Mom was like laying on the floor in the laundry room.
Oh, that was another time.
Wait, is that a different time?
Yeah, that's a different time. That's when I took zinc on an empty stomach. Don't
zinc
ever
on an empty stomach.
Yeah, that was bad. And
We were doing some, we had a trainer and my muscles were so sore. And so I was like, I knew if you took zinc, it could help your muscles.
I remember like looking back at any of those pictures of myself and I'm always just laying down with you guys laying on top of me. I look pasty and white and tired.
How stressed were just, you that time?
I don't know. I can't remember about stress. It was just being tired. Because once you make, I remember what happened was the job I had before I went full time was I had nothing. So I'm calling this placement service and I forget the name of Buchanan. It was called Buchanan something.
Yes.
And they called me. They said, hey, we've got a night job for you. Working at a food distribution company. Mm. It's 6 to 6. 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. 3 on, 3 off or whatever.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm not doing that. And I hung up the phone and I remember thinking to myself, I don't have a choice.
And you have three kids in the house.
I called them right back and I said, and I think that was the turning point. Mm-hmm. I think mentally.
I feel like so too.
That I'm going to do whatever it takes and it'll come when it comes.
Yeah.
But And then I said, I'll take it, whatever. I'll go wherever, whenever. Because at my other jobs, I still had that in my mind where I'm still too, I'm not totally in it.
Yeah.
And I said, I had to kind of give up the dream for a while.
Yeah.
And just, that was my side hustle. Comedy was a side hustle. It wasn't the main thing. Okay, I'm going to do this, pay the bills, and then do as much comedy as I can.
Yeah, because I always wanted him to keep doing comedy because I didn't want him to ever look back and think, oh, I could have or I should have. Right. It's always like, well, I mean, and in my mind, I thought there's a way that he's going to do comedy full time. I just knew in my heart from the beginning that there was a way, but I never thought it was like a wealthy thing. I mean, whatever, or another kind of figure.
Successful.
I just figured it would be like, we'll make 50,000 a year or whatever.
Well, we'll get
and that'll
done,
be fine.
We'll get done. We're done with the cream cheese.
We're done with the cream cheese.
And the bird shake. So it wasn't like this kind of aspiration. It was just like, I just felt like you have to do what you love to do or you're going to be miserable and we're all going to be, it's not going to be very fun.
Yeah.
But I remember I do just the gigs that you're doing that I was doing was that, not just prisons, but just these little, the banquets and the, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
That was, and that's, I look back on that with 100% positivity. It was, it was just great.
Do you think people,
it's a great way to learn how
people
to
people need that? Like if they're going to start something, like they need to start low,
maybe.
Like even in a normal position,
it helps a heck of a lot as opposed to somebody now who gets famous on YouTube quickly.
And
they don't have that experience and that experience of, 100 times, 200 times, trying to make people more interested in you than their food.
Yeah.
Than their food.
Right. Well, even in like a business world, like you kind of just have to like pay your dues and do a bunch of like trash work for a long time in order to get a cool job. But if you get that job, like your dad gives you that job right away or whatever, it's like you don't know what everyone else is going through. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Beneath, like, so you don't know, like you don't have the mindset or the understanding of where people are.
Right.
And, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, it was just, I looked at experience as the pay and that's what I would tell people now doing comedy. Don't worry about that. That'll take care of itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The money will be there. If you're good, that's kind of a quantitative thing. This is, how good you're doing.
Yeah.
It's like your batting average in baseball. Don't worry about it, but it'll tell you kind of this is where you're at.
Right.
That was a great way. That was a great way because it breaks you. It breaks you down, you know, gives you humility. Because at the beginning, you really don't know that you're not good.
Right.
You think you're better than you are.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then.
And your wife thinks you're better than you are too. You know?
Which is
they're
good.
They're just dumb.
That's
they don't
need.
Get it. Mm-hmm. Or I would say, it was above. I mean, it just went over their heads.
Yeah.
I literally was like, love is blind, because I was always thinking, how are they not
ignorance
laughing
is bliss.
This?
Yeah.
And the people.
Yeah.
The,
ignorance the, is bliss. Yeah. That is the number one thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the people around me, my brother, my wife, my family.
Yeah.
My friends, they were my fans.
Yes. Yeah.
And my parents.
Yeah.
And that's when they're about my parents. They never, ever gave me that. Well, you're going to get a real job.
Yeah.
No, they
ever
never did.
Yeah.
Gave me that. They that's were amazing. Always. Which is
they were concerned, but because of having children and stuff too. But they weren't concerned that it wasn't that you couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. It's just that would it work out? Yeah. Too?
I have a lot of memories too from getting to stay in like camps and going to South Padre Island. And
yes,
like,
oh good.
I remember all these free literally trips. All that. I remember there was one time. Good. I think this was in Texas. We were at like a camp. And there was like all those jellyfish in the water.
Yes.
I remember the lunch Victoria. That we had. I was probably 3 years old.
Right.
Like, and we got to go down this big swirly slide. Like, yes. I remember getting to go to all those places.
Mm-hmm. That's and, good.
Like, dad would always like carry one of us up on stage while he would do his act.
Because he didn't have a babysitter.
That was one of my first, like, we did a thing back in Grapevine where I took Spencer up in my, because the bit was couldn't find a babysitter. So I did the whole thing with him under my arm. I don't know if we have that picture anymore.
I hope so.
But.
Oh, and Elizabeth, who was our babysitter, would grab him off the stage.
Yeah,
pretend to be.
So
late.
You just say yes until you say yes to everything until you can say no.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was a very. I would say, not only do you have to do it that way to pay your dues, you want to.
Yeah.
Because that's where all the fun things, fun experiences come from that you can draw from later and bring it into it because.
But it's well when you have kids and like Spencer and Keegan, and I think Holland was probably little and he wasn't sure about what he was doing, mainly because he was kind of working with this other guy. But part of you is like, oh, let's just bail him out. And then
bail who?
Bail Spencer. Out Spencer and Keegan, for instance, in that circumstance. And then you think, nope, you can't bail him out. Yeah. You can't do it because they got to go through the process.
You're not doing him a favor.
But it's hard to resist. Yeah. And I'm sure your parents have had to go through this too, maybe with some of your siblings, if you have that. There's just like, and the period of time doesn't last very long.
Yeah.
But when it's when they're in it, you feel like they might go down this spiraling hole of depression or whatever. That's not what was going on. It was just like him getting this stuff going. But
And we had help. I mean, my brother, he gave us like
a
check for it was our first house.
Did he? I didn't know that.
That helped us down payment on that house in Lake, in Lake Dallas.
Wow.
That's awesome. Yeah. Did we pay him back?
I don't think I ever.
Oh, that's so nice.
Probably.
And I know your parents helped us with some cool big items. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, but we're going to put her in a nice home.
That's good. So that'll work.
I mean, we're going to set her up really nice. She's not going to have to do anything.
Yeah. You
know? Okay, I thought of an idea. That I was messing around with, I was thinking of the way sometimes if any churches are having trouble with time, you know, like they're doing multiple services and they have to, you know, do their same service in a less amount of time. Mm-hmm. I thought of a solution was to play similar to Jazz on Jazz on Parks and Rec, do worship on worship. Would you like to hear?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
So these are.
I remember that.
Like you could start out with like a little Carrie Job. Right?
Yep.
Feeling it?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of the Belonging Company?
Yes.
Then you throw in a little Belonging Company.
I dig it.
Double time.
Yeah, then if you don't like one song, just sing the other.
Exactly.
Right. So you can sing in rounds of different songs?
Well, I can separate both songs in my head at the same time, so. Wow.
Jesus, my Lord.
Can that work?
Yeah, it's nice.
You could sing both?
Yeah, my brain can separate it.
Okay, do it.
No, I really can't.
And then you could do worship on worship on worship. You could do a third.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You could do Andrew Holt from Belonging & Company.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I think we're onto something.
Do you think that this is what God hears on a Sunday morning?
I think so.
Everyone's
yeah, everyone at the same time.
Oh, that's what God hears. Yeah, I like that. That's cute. Poor God.
That's so funny. Dude, 10 out of 10.
Okay, please stop.
What do you think?
Yeah, please stop. Now I feel like I'm in hell.
Turn it up.
This does not sound like incense.
Nope.
Dad.
Can you feel
no,
it?
No, stop it.
End it.
Getting a brain aneurysm.
Worship on worship on worship.
We watched Hunger.
That's the worst thing I've ever listened to in my life.
We watched Hunger Games: Catching Fire last night, and there's a scene where these birds fly in, and they tell you like
that was so stressful.
It's everyone you love tells like is yelling at them like saying they're dying, and they go crazy for about an hour. That's what it felt like.
My heart is beating so fast.
Yeah, that was.
You know what'll help you? Okay. I thought that was just interesting because it's like a lot of worship songs. They all start off the same.
Wow. That's so cool. That's so cool.